So then the conclusion seems to be that we can keep this sentence, this third sentence, as it is, referring to primary and secondary hubs. And then we come to the last part, where in fact you had only made some, I would say, technical changes to refer only to Annex 4. And I think the wording network of international railway passenger hubs is provided in Annex 3, the technical and service parameters that member states are to work towards, providing in primary and secondary international railway passenger hubs are defined in Annex 4. So this seems to be all okay to me, unless you have any comments.